It's time for our weekly visit with the head coach of the University of Maine men's basketball team, Richard Barron. Coach, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I appreciate the Marvin Gaye.
Oh, listen, always giving you good stuff for your intro, Coach, because we know what a music lover you are.
Oh, that's the best, Marvin Gaye. I don't know. There are few voices that are sweeter than Marvin Gaye's.
No question about that. You're just out of practice. How did that go today?
Good practice. Fairly light with the game tomorrow, but worked pretty hard on some defensive coverages first, and then kind of skeleton offense just to make sure that we're in sync for what we're going to do to try to attack Bowl.
Coming off some tough road losses, your team very competitive against some strong opponents. How do you feel about the way the last couple of games have gone?
You know, I think like many of our conversations, Rich, it's a mixture of both, right? We showed, some fight in the late game situations to close a deficit. We thought we had two possession losses at New Hampshire and Albany on the road. And as we talked about with our Stony Brook game before, played well for 37 minutes of that game. Then they went on to beat Vermont. They've had a great season so far. So they beat Vermont at Vermont after that. So they're certainly a very good team and the top of the league right now. But still, we do things to ourselves in those other, 3-4 minute stretches that really take away the chance for wins. We kind of take ourselves out of the game, and most of that is self-inflicted. We just don't have the discipline right now to stop a run or to keep a run from happening. We kind of get caught up in our emotions. We get caught up in officiating. And our body language is, really tells the tale. And our kids get it. They see it on film. It's hard not to. but they don't feel it when it's happening. They don't have enough resolve or experience in handling the situation to come out of it. And that's just something we've got to keep doing. I mean, we've got to keep working on it. I wish there was a snap of the fingers. If it were just as easy as identifying it, then we would have solved it a long time ago. But we do need to find a way to improve on that.
So more mental mistakes than execution or physical errors?
It's both. I think it starts with the mental, and then the physical execution suffers as a result, right? So which really means we're not in the moment. We lose sight of the next play, how important this play is. So we compound mistakes, and those compounded mistakes lead to runs. And that has become habitual to the point where now we almost anticipate it. You can kind of see our guys say, okay, here it is, right? We've talked about before, we use the analogy, let go of the rope. And, we say gravity is use a female dog as a reference. But gravity is always going to be there, and if you let go of the rope, you're going down. And so the importance of sticking with it, continuing to climb, continuing to work. And I'm not disappointed that we, lose games. I'm disappointed in how we've lost the games. Obviously, I want to win more than anybody, but I really do want to win the right way and make sure that, we're playing the right way, controlling what we can control. And certainly attitude and effort are the two big things.
Do you see it right away when it's beginning to go south in a game?
Yeah, you can kind of see it, and we call timeout. And that's a little bit of a double-edged sword too, right? Because you don't want to call too much of attention to it, right? You don't want to say, okay, here we go, right? And then they're anticipating it. It's a fine line there. And at some point, you're going to have to let them play out of it. They're going to have to figure it out. I know Skip Chappelle used to say that in practice. The guys would ask him a question. He'd say, I don't know, you figure it out. And I like that. No, I don't always do that. Sometimes I try to solve things for them, and they need to figure out how to solve some things on their own. So it isn't always that you can, as a coach, just call a timeout and stop a run. But and usually what happens, again, then if we're not focused in on what that instruction is during the timeout because we're thinking about the mistake that led to that, right, that's part of the problem. We're still in that last play. We're still on the, why we didn't get the call or why why we messed up a defensive assignment instead of the correction. And we need to do a better job of seeing ourselves individually, everybody on the team, as the solution to the problem.
We're talking with Coach Richard Barron here on Downtown. Tomorrow night, you're back at the Cross Center playing host to the Riverhawks of UMass Lowell. They come in 8-10, 2-1 in the conference, sandwiched a couple of victories, overtime over Maryland, Baltimore County, and then a 19-point win over Binghamton. In the middle of that, lost a tough one against Hartford. How do you match up with the Riverhawks?
Well, they, you know, we split with them last year. I think we have some advantages inside. Lowell game at Lowell was where Andrew had the 38 points and I think was whatever, 19 for 20 from the field, something pretty extreme. I think we have some advantages there. They have two outstanding wing players, guards, and they sometimes play a four-guard lineup. So Noel and Lutete both are averaging about 23 points a game in conference, and they're a handful. They're athletic. They can score in a variety of ways, and the post, drive, shoot. So we're going to have strong team defense. We don't have anybody that we can expect to guard either one, just straight up one-on-one. So we're going to have to make sure that we're executing our schemes defensively and that we're getting good shots and taking advantage of rebounding situations on the other end.
Do they want to play a different tempo than you do?
Well, I think they're a little bit like us. They'll run their opportunistic, you know, in terms of getting out on a break after a steal or a long rebound. But they want their best players getting touches. So they'll make sure they set some things up. They run a lot of ball screens, a lot of dribble handoffs, and then kind of isolation plays for those guys.
Well, Richard, we wish you good luck tomorrow night. Thanks, as always, for making time for us this afternoon. And we look forward to visiting with you again next Tuesday.
Great. Thank you, Rich.
That's Richard Barron, head coach, Maine men's basketball, every week on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Sea Dog Brewing Company, home of the Black Bear Coaches shows on Front Street in downtown Bangor.